Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, a Stranora GP says the pressure on Letterkenny University Hospital has been building in recent days. It's after some patients had to be treated in ambulances outside the hospital last night as there was no room inside. Meanwhile, Donegal Deputy Padraig McLaughlin has called for spare capacity across the health system to be redeployed to Letterkenny. A man has been arrested following the seizure of cannabis in the Ballintra area, and the future of Rapid Action Packaging in Gidor has been secured today following a major acquisition of the company by Pro Ampac Holdings. Those stories to follow in full, plus more, and we'll have the latest in sport with Oisin Kelly coming up at about 5:15. But first in news, the situation in hospitals is now beyond strain, according to the head of the HSE, Paul Reid. It comes as 1,582 patients with COVID-19 are being treated in hospitals, with 145 in intensive care. Some patients in Letterkenny University Hospital were treated in ambulances outside the hospital last night, as there was no room inside. Infectious diseases expert Dr. Cleonani Kelly says hospitals are doing everything they can to manage the numbers.
You know, there isn't much wriggle room in the system at the best of times. And so we're working very, very hard in all hospitals across Ireland to reconfigure everything, to change how we do things, to cancel absolutely everything that can be held off for a few weeks in order to make space for the surge in cases. But obviously, if numbers continue to increase, that becomes increasingly difficult. And
however, Kieran O'Farrie, a GP in Stranora, says the pressure on Letterkenny University Hospital has been building in recent days.
Letterkenny Hospital is usually one of the busiest acute hospitals in the country, serving most of the population of Donegal. We have no private facilities locally, and add to that that we've had more than 2,000 cases of COVID in Donegal in the past 2 weeks. And if you look at the figures released by the HSE, there were 46 inpatients in Letterkenny last Thursday with COVID. That increased to 79 last night. So that's a massive increase in the number of COVID positive patients.
Well, Donegal Deputy Padraig McLaughlin, who has described the scene outside the hospital last night as unacceptable, has called for spare capacity across the health system to be redeployed to Letterkenny. The hospital has apologised for the delays in admitting patients last night and confirmed that extra staff has been secured to open 11 additional beds. Deputy McLaughlin says the pressures facing staff at the hospital cannot continue.
These are issues that the government need to urgently intervene with. We need additional staff and we need supports for childcare for any staff that are forced to be off. The scene last night and indeed last night with the ambulances lining up, but every night is unacceptable, the pressure that those nurses and doctors and the support staff are under.
Now, we do know that there is a recruitment campaign underway at the hospital, but it has been said that there are challenges generally getting the staff recruited. Are their hands somewhat tied there, and what can the government realistically do if they can't entice staff to work there in the first place?
Well, right now, on an urgent basis, they need to see where there is spare capacity in the state and get it to Letterkenny Hospital. And I have been interacting repeatedly with the Chief Clinical Officer of the HSE, Colm Henry. We've been, you know, repeatedly, myself and Piers Doherty, you know, calling and appealing for additional resources. We were very angry about the delay, for example, in getting vaccine to the frontline staff at the hospital. So we just feel that we know that Letterkenny Hospital and Donegal have been out of sight and out of mind for many years, but it's absolutely unforgivable at this time when we knew there was going to be renewed pressure, when there was a period of months for the government to get those resources and the HSE into the hospital.
Meanwhile, Councillor Kieran Brogan, member of the Regional Health Forum West, has appealed to people to only attend the emergency department at the hospital in the case of real emergencies.
It's important that those most in need for critical care get it at Letterkenny University Hospital. And if we can, in some way, avoid people that doesn't need to go to the hospital not to go and maybe deal with them at a primary care level, it will be important as well. But I think it's important to I suppose, send a message of hope to people that we will overcome this. This is the highest point, and I think people need to remain calm and trying to work through it the best we can.
Do you think in that regard then perhaps GPs could be doing more on the ground to relieve those pressures that are being faced by the hospital?
Yeah, well, I think in fairness, there probably has been a lot of work done by GPs in primary care, but if there's something different or something new that they can do to take and keep people out of the hospital system, then that's something that should be looked at immediately, because it's important that as many people that doesn't need to go to the hospital doesn't go to the hospital. And if there's something that the GPs and the primary care area in Donegal can do, then it's something we need to look at. But I think we're probably at our highest point here, and I think over the course of the next number of days, hopefully we can overcome the huge challenge that this pandemic has brought about us. But it's important, again, for us to recognise the great, great work that so many people at the front line, our healthcare workers, have done. They have been our real heroes throughout all of this.
Ireland's rate of COVID infection over the last 7 days is the highest in the world. It's at 132 cases per 100,000 people each day, according to figures compiled by Johns Hopkins University. The Czech Republic is next on the list, reporting around 121 cases per capita each day. Sweden, the US and the UK all feature in the top 10 globally. However, there is some positive news when it comes to the positivity rates of swabs today. Analyst at Carrighill, David Higgins, says today's figures show a decline.
So the positivity rate today was just under 16%, and yesterday was 18%. You haven't had a figure that low since the 29th of December. And the actual number of new positive swabs was 4,000 yesterday and 2,800 today. So that is a remarkable step down.
However, the new UK variant of coronavirus has been found in nearly half of the most recent cases looked at in Ireland. Last week, the strain, which can spread much easier, was detected in 25% of samples last tested. Taoiseach Micheál Martin says the update from the Chief Medical Officer shows the variant is becoming a real issue.
If you look at the patterns here, and I'm very clear on this, I think the UK variant has had a very significant impact in terms of the rapidity of the growth of transmission. Of that, I'm convinced, and I think the evidence is showing now that unfortunately it's growing in terms of its percentage of the overall transmission.
The Education Minister says schools are now better equipped for online and remote learning than they were before. Minister Norma Foley, while acknowledging that we are living in extraordinary times, says a definite commitment given from teachers and the government that Leaving Cert exams will go ahead in their traditional format this summer still stands. She told today's 9 till noon show that there have been major preparations behind the scenes to accommodate both teachers and pupils in the weeks ahead.
We are not in the same situation as we were in last year. Significant supports have been provided to the schools in terms of making provision for remote learning as it stands presently. Over 100 million has been invested in technology. 50 million of it actually just given to schools in December. All of the necessary platforms to be purchased by schools, equipment to be purchased by schools, so that online learning can be made available and remote learning can be made available to students in this instance. There is a very strong desire, indeed, as I say, from the partners in education in conjunction with government, but they have made it very clear, the partners, that it is their wish also. We've had two meetings of the advisory committee, which is made up of all of the partners in education, students, parents, teachers' unions, representative bodies, and that is the preference, as I say, even again on Thursday. I spoke directly with the teaching unions, and they made very clear that that is their preference in the best interest of the students, that that's what would be delivered. We are working towards the provision of the Leaving Certificate in the summer. We are, as I say, currently discussing all aspects around it. There have been a number of meetings already of the advisory committee. There will be more.
The Education Minister also says providing an urgent return to school for children with special needs is the government's goal. Special needs advocates have this afternoon outlined to Minister Foley that remote learning does not work for the majority of children with special needs. The Department of Education has acknowledged the anxiety and fear of regression these families are experiencing as a result of the closure. Inclusion Ireland CEO Enda Egan told the Minister he wants special schools and classes to reopen next week.
It's really difficult for families across this period of time. And I think, to be fair, I think the ministers are aware of that, and they do seem to understand all the various issues and nuances that families are facing, and that the impact of a closure like this actually has on a child and how children can regress.
A man has been arrested following the seizure of cannabis in the Ballintra area. The Donegal Town District Drugs Unit stopped and searched two vehicles in Ballintra acting suspiciously at around 7 o'clock yesterday evening. During a search, a large amount of cannabis herb was located and other items associated with the supply of drugs located. One man was arrested and detained at Ballyshannon Garda Station. A file is to be forwarded to the DPP. The Taoiseach has promised a comprehensive response from government to the recommendations of the Mother and Baby Homes report. The Commission of Investigation's findings, due to go before Cabinet tomorrow, are expected to show that 9,000 children died in the 18 institutions looked into. Details of the report were leaked to the Sunday Independent yesterday, and Micheál Martin, who'll issue a state apology on Wednesday, says the matter will be addressed. Well, Donegal Deputy Thomas Pringle has described the leak of details as another betrayal of survivors and their families. He's branded the situation disgraceful.
It's a shocking betrayal, really, to the survivors. You know, I mean, much had been made that the report, which had been delivered to the government before Christmas, that it would be delayed until January to allow the survivors to have the first access to it and first view of the report, because that's vitally important, because it bears relation to them, really. You know, the survivors agreed with that, and all the politicians thought that was a very sensible move to make as well. And then with a shocking result, and then see that on Sunday morning when survivors get up, that is on the front page of the Sunday Independent. And I think that's a really sad betrayal of the survivors. Another betrayal, really, from a litany of how they've been treated by the state and by the church. And it's just not acceptable.
Do you feel then that questions need to be answered as to who leaked this information to the paper?
Yes, I think that has to be answered very, very quickly, because it's another blow to survivors and how they've been treated. And sadly, I don't think the minister would need to look too far to find out actually who did leak it as well. I think that's clear from the story itself.
Highland Sport, brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports in Letterkenny. Find all you need for getting fit in 2021, in store and online at michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's time now for the latest in sport with Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Michaela. We're going to start with soccer. Scotland's First Minister has expressed her disappointment over Celtic's decision to travel to Dubai for a winter training camp. Defender Christopher Julien tested positive for coronavirus on his return from the UAE. And 13 first-team players and manager Neil Lennon now have to self-isolate. Despite that, Celtic's game with Hibs tonight will go ahead. Elite sport clubs are allowed to travel abroad, but Nicola Sturgeon believes it's set a very poor example.
As I have said before, I do have doubts based on how the club itself described it, doubts about whether Celtic's trip to Dubai was really essential. And I have doubts based on some pictures I've seen about whether adherence to bubble rules was strict enough.
Fulham have confirmed that their postponed match away to Tottenham, originally scheduled for December 30th, will now be played on Wednesday at 8:15. The Premier League has decided to reshuffle some matches affected by coronavirus cases. Spurs were due to travel to Aston Villa in 2 days' time, but there are a number of COVID-19 cases at Villa. Fulham's game at home against Chelsea on Friday has now been moved to Saturday, kicking off at 5:30. Well, Arsenal boss Mikel Arteta understands why there's controversy around the elite sport continuing during lockdown. An increase in cases throughout football has caused some managers to call for fixtures to be suspended. Arteta says it's difficult to come up with a solution that will please everybody.
Morally, with the situation that we have in the country, with the situation we have worldwide, to keep doing what we are doing, it's a little bit of a strange feeling. But we know as well what we can bring to the society. If we are able to do it in a safe way, it's just that balance.
West Ham will hope to avoid an FA Cup upset when they travel to non-league Stockport in the third round. Kickoff is at 8. The draws for the fourth and fifth round will be made before the game. League 2 Crawley Town, of course, will be in the hat after their 3-0 win over Leeds yesterday. Manchester United boss Ole Gunnar Solskjaer has played down the importance of the club's chances of going top of the Premier League tomorrow night. United know if they avoid defeat away to Burnley, they'll move above leaders Liverpool, who they'll play at Anfield on Sunday. Solskjaer is enjoying the buzz around the club.
It's great that our fans are excited and that they're happy where we are at, and that we have this little sense of excitement. But then we're not even halfway through the season, so of course every game against Burnley or every game against Liverpool matters a lot anyway. No one will remember how the league table looked like on the 12th of January in 2021.
Moving to rugby, the French Minister for Sport has officially called for the next two rounds of the Heineken Champions Cup to be postponed. They're concerned about the new British strain of COVID-19. European rugby chiefs, the EPCR, must now decide the best course of action for their competitions, including the Six Nations as well. Earlier today, they gave indications that they would not abandon competitions if the French government decided they could not play. Chief executive of the European Professional Club Rugby Association is Vincent Gallard, and he's confident the tournaments can be completed in April and May. James Lowe has made a timely return to training with Leinster. The winger is back in the fold following a groin injury in time for Friday's Heineken Champions Cup trip to Northampton. However, hooker Sean Cronin will be monitored as the week progresses after picking up a knee injury in the win over Ulster. On the golf front, the RNA has moved to distance itself from outgoing US President Donald Trump. They say they will not return to Turnberry until they're sure the focus will be on the tournament itself. The Ayrshire course has been owned by Trump since 2014. After he encouraged an insurrection at the US Capitol last week, the PGA of America has moved next year's PGA Championship away from a Trump Bedminster in New Jersey. And finally, in cricket, Shane Geekite and Conor Alfart have been called into the Ireland squad for the remaining one-day internationals with the UAE and Afghanistan. All-rounder Geekite replaces the injured David Delaney, while Alfart has been brought in as a net bowler. The second one-day international against the UAE is tomorrow. That's your sport, Michaela.
Thanks, Oisin. And returning to some news, the future of Rapid Action Packaging in Eudora has been secured following a major acquisition by Pro Ampac Holdings. US company Pro Ampac today confirmed the acquisition from Ludgate Investments. RAP, who employs 200 people, will, as it joins the Pro Ampac brand, maintain its operations in Eudora and London. While RAP will change its name to Pro Ampac, there will be minimal changes to the company's existing policies, procedures and operation. And detectives in Derry are appealing for information following a report that a vehicle was hijacked in the Cornshell Fields area of the city by four masked men last night. It's believed the incident may be linked to a security alert later in the night. Catherine Gaffney has more.
A report was made to police at 9:30 last night that a silver-coloured Mitsubishi Outlander on Ballyarnet Road was hijacked by four masked men. The vehicle was later found burnt out in the Racecourse Road area. In a statement, Detective Inspector Finlay said the police are investigating the incident, which they believe may be linked to the security alert in the Racecourse Road area during the early hours of this morning, and are appealing to anyone who has information about either incident to contact them. In particular, police are appealing to anyone who was in the Cornshill Fields area at around 9:30 and witnessed the incident or who saw the vehicle being driven away to get in touch with them. Police are also appealing to anyone who may have been on Racecourse Road and saw the vehicle there where it was located burnt out to call them at Strand Road on 101.
Weather now. Outbreaks of rain will be widespread tonight, turning heavy at times with the risk of spot flooding. The rain will clear later in the night, allowing temperatures to fall to between 0 and plus 3 degrees with frost and ice forming. Just to have a look at the closing headlines, the situation in hospitals is now beyond strain, according to the head of the HSC, Paul Reid. Some patients in Letterkenny University Hospital were treated in ambulances outside the hospital last night as there was no room inside. Well, Kieran O'Farrell, a GP in St Norder, says the pressure pressure on Letterkenny University Hospital has been building in recent days. A man has been arrested following the seizure of cannabis in the Ballintra area. The Donegal Town District Drugs Unit stopped and searched two vehicles in Ballintra acting suspiciously at around 7 o'clock yesterday evening. And Donegal Deputy Thomas Pringle has described the leak of details of the mother and baby home's report as another betrayal of survivors and their families. He's branded the situation disgraceful. That's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening. The obituary notices for this Monday evening, January the 11th. The death has occurred of Mary Gallagher McBride, Creaslaw, County Donegal and Curran, Achill, County Mayo. Funeral arrangements to be confirmed later. Due to HSE and government guidelines, wake, funeral and interment will be private to family only, with a maximum of 10 people permitted. The death has taken place of Betty Goldsmith, named Maxwell, 10A Tullymone Road, Claddy. Funeral leaving Quigley's funeral home tomorrow evening at 6:30 to St Columbus Church, Donnyloop for Requiem Mass on Wednesday morning at 11 o'clock. Cremation afterwards in Lakeland's Crematorium, Cavan. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to Plan International UK, care of Quigley Funeral Directors. In accordance with current restrictions, the house and funeral will be private to family only, please. The funeral mass can be viewed live via the Ernie and Castlefin Parish streaming service. The death has occurred of Edith Black, Blanket Nook, Newton Cunningham. Edith's remains are reposing overnight at All Saints Church, Newton Cunningham. Funeral mass tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock, followed by burial in the adjoining cemetery. Due to ongoing HSE and government guidelines, wake, funeral and burial will be strictly private to immediate family only, with a maximum of 10 people permitted. The funeral mass can be viewed on churchservices.tv/Newton Cunningham. The death has occurred of Liam Coyle, Sarita Ballymagan, Buncrana. Remains are reposing at his late residence. Due to HSE and government guidelines, wake, funeral and interment are private to family only, with a maximum of 10 people permitted. Requiem Mass can be viewed live on churchservices.tv/Coghill at 10 o'clock on Wednesday morning. The death has taken place of Louis Peebles, formerly of 5 Barn Alt Park, Claudy, County Derry. Louis is reposing at his late residence until funeral to St Patrick's Church, Claudy, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass on Wednesday morning, followed by interment in the adjoining cemetery immediately after. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of wish to St Vincent de Paul Society, care of Carmel O'Neill, Funeral Director, Claudy. Due to the ongoing restrictions, the wake and funeral will be strictly for family only. The Mass will be streamed live on mcmmedia.tv/St Patrick's Church Claudy. The death has occurred in Temple Street Children's Hospital of Grace McHugh, aged 4 years, beloved daughter of John Jay and Maria. Grace will leave her late residence on Wednesday morning at 11:30, arriving at St Patrick's Church Crossroads Kiliegordon for Mass of the Angels at 12 noon. Burial afterwards in the adjoining churchyard. The funeral cortege will travel via McFeely's Bray and the back road to the crossroads. House and funeral will be strictly private to immediate family only, please, with a maximum of 10 people permitted. Funeral Mass can be viewed via the parish Facebook page at facebook.com/St Patrick's Crossroads. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to Temple Street Children's Hospital Dublin or Little Angel School Letterkenny. Checks should be made payable to Claude McCarvey, Funeral Director, Edernay. The death has occurred of John Tinney, 14 Ballyrain Park, Letterkenny. Service of Thanksgiving will be streamed live tomorrow afternoon at 2 o'clock via the Conwall Parish Facebook page at facebook.com/Conwall Parish. Funeral arriving afterwards at Gordley Cemetery for private interment. Donations in lieu of flowers, if so desired, to the ICU department, Letterkenny University Hospital, care of any family member. In compliance with current government restrictions, the house and funeral will be strictly private to immediate family only, please, with a maximum of 10 people permitted. The death has occurred of Mark Brown, Crossroads, Kiliegordon. Funeral leaving his home on Wednesday afternoon at 22:02 for Requiem Mass in St Patrick's Church, Crossroads, Kiliegordon at 2 o'clock. Interment afterwards in the adjoining churchyard. The Requiem Mass will be streamed live on St Patrick's Church, Crossroads, Kiliegordon Facebook page at facebook.com/St Patrick's Crossroads. In compliance with current HSE and government guidelines, the house, funeral and burial will be strictly private to immediate family only, please, with a maximum of 10 people permitted. The death has occurred of Denny Conaghan, Drumcannon, Crossroads, Killigordon. Funeral from his late home on Wednesday morning at 9:20 for Requiem Mass in St Patrick's Church, Crossroads, Killigordon at 10 o'clock. Interment afterwards in the adjoining churchyard. Due to government and HSE guidelines, the house, mass and interment are strictly private to immediate family, with a maximum of 10 people permitted. The mass can be viewed via the parish Facebook page at facebook.com/St Patrick's Crossroads. The death has taken place of John Hunter, 3 Mulroy View, Carrigart, and formerly Creeslaw. Funeral mass in St Michael's Church, Creeslaw, tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock, with burial afterwards in Doe Cemetery. Due to HSE and government guidelines, wake, funeral and burial will be strictly private to immediate family only, with a maximum of 10 people permitted. Family flowers only, donations in lieu of desire to the Kidney Dialysis Unit, Letterkenny University Hospital, care of any family member or James Harkin, funeral director. Mass can be viewed on mcnmedia.tv/camera/ St Michael's Church, Creeslaw. The death has occurred of James Michael Brennan, Fairhill Dunlow. His remains will be reposing today in McGlynn's funeral home from 6 until 8 o'clock this evening. Funeral mass tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock in St Cronus Church, Dunlow, with interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Due to government guidelines, wake, funeral and burial will be strictly private to immediate family only, with a maximum of 10 people permitted. And the death has taken place of Pauline Casey, née Mullen, formerly of 50 Patrick Street, Strabane. Funeral leaving her daughter Brenda Gore's home 10 5-acre Strabane tomorrow morning at 9:30 for Requiem Mass in the Sacred Heart Church, Derry Road, Strabane at 10 o'clock. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers please to Parkview House Residents Comfort Fund, care of Quigley Funeral Directors. In accordance with current restrictions, the house and funeral will be private to family only please. The funeral mass can be viewed live via the parish webcam, churchservices.tv/LickPatrick.